Spokane City Council will discuss a series of housing and development incentives during their meeting Monday night that could spur new affordable housing projects and preserve the existing supply of housing in Spokane. Housing costs for both renters and prospective homebuyers have skyrocketed in Spokane this summer, with many reporting rent increases of 50% or higher. Many first-time homebuyers have also been shut out of the market due to escalating prices. Spokane City Councilwoman Lori Kinnear said the city is trying to address those issues with a housing action plan and a list of incentives she plans to introduce.
So it's almost a perfect storm. It's not just about rising prices for rents, rising prices for houses. There's a reason that our houses are more expensive. They're more expensive to build right now. So that has to be part of the equation when we factor in everything.
Kinnear said many of the incentives she's proposing already exist in a smaller capacity in the city of Spokane or have been done before in other cities. She's suggesting the city use a smaller portion of the $80 million in American Rescue Plan funds the city received from the federal government to expand them. The proposal includes an incentive for businesses that own commercial buildings to transform their properties into affordable housing, and a proposal to waive and reimburse some fees for developers who build affordable housing. There's also a proposal to restore facades of businesses or apartments that may look dilapidated, and a property tax exemption for low-income first-time buyers who have lived in Spokane for 3 years. Shauna Harshman, the manager of Neighborhood Connectivity Initiatives for the City Council, said the incentives were designed to spur development, restoration, and affordability along the city's centers and corridors.
So I think that the overarching goal is more and better housing, and then each of the programs kind of gets at a different target audience. The developer, the homeowner, the potential new homeowner, the business owner who is, thinking about potentially changing property into housing from a commercial use.
Kinnear said the list of incentives is a non-binding resolution, but if the city council members sign on, they can start drawing up ordinances and getting them into the city's code.
I don't want to leave office with this mess, and I think it is fixable. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I guess I'd ask for everybody's patience while we sort this out.
She said she's hoping to have a few of the incentives signed into law before the end of the year. I'm Rebecca White reporting.